So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Thursday afternoon, December 4th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. U.S. soccer targets global relevance with its revamped men's pathway strategy. We'll cover that in our next segment, but first, the employment landscape is mixed. Jobless claims remain historically low, but employers are cutting, sometimes aggressively, with announced layoffs surpassing 1 million in private payrolls posting their biggest drop in years. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics, based in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And maybe you can help us shine a light through the fog of rhetoric on just the state of the job market right now, because the numbers are the numbers, and unemployment benefits are at their lowest level in several years. However, if you spend any time on LinkedIn, you see more and more people announcing the fact that they have been laid off from their roles. So what can we make of the employment market these days?
Well, you have different conditions in different states. You have different conditions in different occupations. But in the aggregate data, we saw this big decline in jobless claims to the lowest we've seen since late 2022. Sorry. There's no pressure overall. Now, this number may have been affected by the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Numbers can get a little funny around that date. And the other numbers you cited are from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Now, those are announced corporate layoffs. Those are plans by firms to make cuts. And sometimes those cuts don't come to fruition. So that's a number looking out 6 months. So that's not a real number. That's kind of a phony number. And if it becomes a real number, it's obviously not really great news because it's going up, down month to month, but the highest number since 2022, if I recall, before November. So there are some twos and fros, but let's also remember these numbers are coming, basically from November. They're coming from the period we had a shutdown. They're coming from a period the economy was under stress, and we've unwound all that stuff. And so now we're going to be heading into next year. We're going to have the new tax deal, the new fiscal deal. There's going to be a lot of fiscal thrust and help for the economy. And so I think we should be careful about looking at bad news in the job numbers. The future is looking actually much better.
How much of this is, even with that said, Bob, how much of this is a reflection of current business conditions, and how much of this is a reflection of the fact that a lot of businesses staffed up in a big way 3 or 4 years ago, and now they're trying to pivot or retool for the second half of this decade?
Yeah, well, that's been going on, too. And as you know, we have AI coming on stream, and a lot of firms are putting a lot of money into AI. And I don't mean Alvin Iverson, I mean artificial intelligence.
He was talking about practice, Bob.
Oh, practice. Oh, yeah. What's practice? it's it's going to be complicated, but firms who are putting all this money into AI want to show some return. And the way they show a return is by laying people off and showing that they can still do the work. It's like taking the training wheels off your bicycle. And so we'll see, can they still do the work? Will AI fill in for these people? Are these people going to be hired back? Tune in.
Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, U.S. soccer bets big on a revamped strategy for its men's team.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
U.S. soccer hopes next year's World Cup sparks a new era for the men's program, unveiling a bold pathway strategy to finally compete on the global stage. We welcome in Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And the World Cup is a big television event. People do tune in. And for the rights holder, it's kind of a backdoor way of auditioning to the for the Olympic Committee for the next time the Olympic rights go up for grabs. So it's a television story. It's a media business story. But most importantly, it's a soccer story, Tim. And the men's national team has a long way to go before it can find respectability on the world stage.
And that's been the case for a number of years. I mean, ever since the old North American Soccer League went away in the mid-80s and the World Cup first came to the United States in 1994, part of that mixture, part of that awarding of the tournament was for the United States to set up a new professional outdoor soccer league for men at the top level. And that's what has birthed, obviously, Major League Soccer and its steady increase in stability and revenue and appeal in the United States. But the reality, of course, is always the big prize. It's the how does the United States or how does any national team perform on the world stage? And in addition to sort of being a catalyst, these tournaments, these World Cup tournaments every 4 years, for things in its wake, right? Stadia, leagues, commitments, investments, those kinds of things. There is also the performance factor, right? And the ultimate expression of that performance is having a competitive and or winning team. And the United States has for decades been labeled as the one to watch out for, given all the resources and all the investment and all the money and all the whatever here in the United States. But that has yet to translate into performance on the field in these big competitions. And I think that's what U.S. soccer, the governing body here in the United States, is trying to add to the residual effect of this coming World Cup.
Now, Tim, Craig, the brand manager here at the radio station, he's a big soccer fan, and he has a very interesting insight. And I'm not doing this just to suck up to the boss, Tim, but the reality is, he says, soccer is unlike all other major sports in which the United States is the economic and professional mecca. If you're good at hockey in Russia or Finland or Canada, you play in the NHL. If you can throw 99 and you are growing up in the Dominican Republic, you go to Major League Baseball. If you are a freak on the court in Croatia, you want to play in the NBA. But if you are good at professional, if you're good at soccer in the United States, you go to Europe. That's where you make all the money. And that is the reason why, in his estimation, American soccer always lags behind. We get the stars, but we eventually get them on the downslope of their careers, and they just want to make a little extra money.
And I think that's what you're seeing in the ingredients of these U.S. Soccer Federation goals coming out of the World Cup is the desire, the more concentrated effort to equilibrize, add equilibrium to, or approach it from a an equitable format, things like Major League Soccer's schedule, which has been changed going into 2027, right, which will now mimic and or parallel that of the European schedule. So get ready, Craig, and everybody else for those Chicago Fire home games in February. But it's also part of a reality that, to your point, right, the U.S. is part of a world stage, a world game. It is not something that was born here in the United States. The irony is that it has a very rich and long history. But in terms of its skill base, the United States has a long way to go. And that's what the infrastructure process might be to kind of make that sort of make those games happen and help players transfer more easily and invest more money into growing the game further. So this is like 1994 all over again, but kind of maybe times two. To kind of hopefully achieve the same kind of result.
And then very quickly, I mean, there have been so many attempts over the years. It's not like there's a lack of exposure for soccer. I mean, there are so many soccer programs in every city and town in America. Schools have very good soccer programs. D1 colleges have excellent soccer programs. So this is not like 40 years ago where, geez, I hope, the title won by Der Sting can get people into soccer. I mean, there's a lot of soccer happening in America. It's just making America the economic epicenter of the sport and pulling that across the Atlantic.
And I think that's what U.S. soccer wants to do, is kind of harmonize those activities from the grassroots, the level, the youth levels, and all the way up into high school and college, to make them more interrelated and more transferable versus the relative scattershot rootage, if you will, that's existed prior. So if that can happen, look out for the United States.
Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, ways to take the awkwardness out of paying the restaurant tab.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Picking up the restaurant tab without drama comes down to planning ahead and being smooth. Joining us to discuss is Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. And Doug, this is an especially relevant time to have this discussion because there will be many holiday dinners and gatherings and happy hours between now and December 21st or 22nd. And there's a right way and a wrong way to have the waiter slip you the bill at the end.
You bet. What happens a lot of times, as we know, is that there's sort of that awkward moment when the check comes and people put out their credit cards, but in some ways it's, they're hoping that someone else will pick it up. And frankly, this is the time to pick it up. And there are ways of doing that so that it is not something that becomes arduous or embarrassing. One of the things that we like to do is prepare ahead of time for that. And some of the things that are really wise things to do are, for instance, if you're at the table and you know that you want to take your guests to dinner, is, tell them that you need to take a call, and then you take your cell phone and then you go to your waiter or to the host and say, I'd like to buy our table dinner. And by the way, let's add 20% to that.
And maybe could you even use that as part of the reservation, too? Or does that also involve is that too complicated? Like when you're making the reservation, can you say, give me the check at the end? Or are restaurant staffs just not capable of pulling that off?
Well, you said it. I didn't. But I'm thinking what you're just saying is that normally when you do that, there are a couple problems that you run into. One is that it's going to happen. And the other is that I've had situations where you have to sign your life away. They end up sending you a document that allows you have to use your credit card. And by the time, you spend 5 hours trying to get this whole thing accomplished. It's better to do it at the restaurant and get it done then than necessarily doing it over the phone.
And then what are some of the socially awkward situations that can arise if you don't do it with a great deal of suaveness?
Well, one is the situation that happens for the server. I'll pay for it. No, I'll pay for it. Well, the server isn't going to make a choice necessarily. And or has to flip a coin. It just gets to a point where, again, that it becomes a little bit not favorable for that server. But one thing that it's sort of fun to do, and this is a little outside of what we're talking about, but it's the holiday season. Buy the table next to you dessert. It's not going to be expensive. It could be, $15, $20 at best. You would not believe the reaction that you get. And it's just a little bit sort of in that holiday festival type of situation.
And it also gets you out of buying your neighbors something even more expensive.
Yeah, totally. exactly. Like a bottle of Dom.
Right.
Very, very true. Or the other thing, too, is, leave an extraordinary gratuity for a really great server, and then hide the corner and watch when they see it. If you're able to do that, you would not believe the reaction sometimes people have when you've left something that they're totally unexpecting to get.
Tis the season. Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The markets are treading water today, essentially. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director of Clearstead Advisors based in New York. Jim, thank you for joining us today. And after a couple of weeks of watching wild swings in one direction or the other, it's kind of unusual today to talk about markets that are essentially running in place.
Well, the markets are on pause because you're less than a week away from the Fed meeting, and the markets are trying to discern what the Fed's going to do, if they're going to cut, how much dissension is within the Fed. If they do cut, will it be a hawkish cut, or will they indicate that they're going to continue cutting going forward? So the market's trying to figure that out, and, you know, why take risk when you're staring down the barrel of that uncertainty? And the other issue the markets are dealing with is you'll notice that the AI technology stocks are not acting in unison anymore. And the markets are discerning which ones are the real winners, which ones are the would-be winners. And you're getting a sorting out process on the prospects of the various AI stocks. So those two sets of pressures are keeping the markets in place.
And how are investors parsing the job market these days? Because it seems like we have a number of contradictory data points. You have the latest reading on first-time unemployment benefits at its lowest level since the fall of 2022. You have good Black Friday shopping so far, or good holiday shopping so far, that indicates the consumer is confident. And yet you have this report from Challenger Gray and Christmas that says corporate layoffs are at their highest level in quite some time.
Yeah. Now the question becomes, how much of those layoffs are cyclical and how much is secular, that jobs are being lost to technology? Because there really are no signs that the economy and the consumer is collapsing. Yes, it is a K-shaped economy, and the wealthy are doing better than the non-wealthy. And it is a choiceful consumer out there. But there are no signs that the economy is falling off a cliff. And on the labor market, yes, there are many signs that it's softening, but there are very few signs that it's collapsing. So it is an uncertain picture, and the Fed is looking at that same set of uncertain variables and probably deciding and debating what to do. And again, the question is, how much dissent is there going to be? Because the more there is dissent, the more there is confusion as to the future policy path, the more uncertain the markets will be.
The disruption wrought by the government shutdown grows smaller in the rearview mirror with each passing day, but that does impact the availability and possibly the quality of the data that the data-dependent Fed will use to make their decision. And is that going to complicate matters?
Well, yes, it has complicated matters, and the data that we are getting now is delayed data back from September.
But if you listen to the Fed officials, they're saying that privately they have access to a lot of data, talking to business leaders in their various districts. And I think they probably have a pretty good idea of where the economy is.
Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Technology Thursday, wearables continue to evolve at an amazing pace.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. A new wave of advanced headsets is pushing tech toward deeper immersion and smarter everyday uses. Joining us to discuss is John Martin, co-founder of Bundle AR in Chicago. John, thank you for joining us today. And I have to point out that many years ago, a different lifetime and different technology, you were the general manager of B96. And before we go on with the discussion, your memories of Jobo.
Well, he was such a kind man. He was so nice to not only the staff, but obviously the listeners were so loyal to him. A real class act and a joy to work with.
Well, John, let's talk about the evolution in wearables and also in advanced headsets, because I think we've talked about a couple of times on this program Google Glass and other applications of wearable or headset technology that are launched with a great deal of hype and then go away. But it seems like, and this is the case with the evolution of all forms of technology, is that for every headset that doesn't necessarily catch on in the marketplace, there's some tech inside of it that will help the next one.
Well, right now, I think what we're going to see is consumers, not just, you know, business to business with the more sophisticated head-mounted displays or pass-through solutions that you might be using for warehouses and for the DOD, for instance, with the Air Force. I think what you and I are going to see is what Meta, Ray-Ban, has started. They started years ago, you might remember, with the smart glasses, and that's expanded now, Rob, to what they call the Meta Ray-Ban AI-powered display glasses with neural band. So what has really evolved in the last this year is how AI is a big part of the solution today. All that information that you can get from AI that can be part of the smart glasses experience. And now you can get the data on a display in your lens. That's new to us too. And then they added a neural band. So imagine a wrist on your wrist instead of a watch. You got this neural band that where you can give it move your fingers like you're writing or whatever it might be, and it will trigger the knowledge that you're seeing in your display. So that's a big change for us, where you'll have the form factors, like they like to call it, where the glasses look pretty darn normal, like Ray-Bans. And the person on the outside cannot see that you have a display on the inside. So they made some great advancements. It'll even do things like Meta AI or Meta Maps. You can do WhatsApp communications through your glasses. It's just so many things that it now can do that we never had before.
It seems like, especially when it comes to wearables, I'm just thinking about this as someone who got an Apple Watch earlier this year, and now everything becomes a game if you have a wearable. And with my Apple Watch, I have to close the rings, John, every day. And this was not an issue in my life a year ago, but now I have to close my rings. And is that the killer consumer app? Is that something as part of these smart glasses will gamify your life, and that's going to be the thing that brings people in?
Well, I think to a certain degree, yes. It's what they're trying to do also in the case of Meta is, I'm not going to say replace the smartphone, but a lot of the common features that you might use are going to be there. For instance, let's say you have maps. That's a great example. And you turn your head, it's going to know which way you're turning. So things like that, I think, we'll find very helpful. It could even do your email with you. So I think they want to replace some of the smartphone capabilities, but that's going to take a while. But I think this whole display on the lens is brand new for consumers. That's always been the case when you get something like a MetaQuest 3 or new Samsung products where you have a much bigger display. But the conversation today is what the normal person will wear when they're just out and about, going to work, going shopping, or whatever the case might be.
Is this a situation where it's going to happen very slowly, and then one day you'll wake up and say, oh my goodness, these things are everywhere? I feel like that was the experience with AI, that ChatGPT was a very exotic toy about 3 years ago, and now it's very much a part of your day-to-day business.
Well, very good question. I do think we're at that tipping point now where you're going to see it more and more. There's really smart companies out there like Qualcomm who provide the chip for everybody but Apple and Magic Leap. So all these glasses manufacturers, they're going to all of them and saying, hey, you too can have a smart glasses option in your arsenal, if you will. So Qualcomm's going to make it easy for any glasses manufacturer to add smart glasses to their repertoire and product line.
John Martin, co-founder Bundle AR in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Join us this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday, and still to come, weighing the possible relocation factor when deciding to accept a new job.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
If people are struggling to find work, it may be time to consider relocating, but with that move comes some big questions, and the first thing HR will ask is whether a spouse or partner is willing to move, because that answer can make or break an offer. We welcome in Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. Now, I work in radio, and relocation has been memorialized in the theme song to one of our foundational television shows, Town to Town, Up and Down the Dial, in the theme song to WKRP in Cincinnati. But for civilians, for people who don't work in broadcasting, the idea of relocating for a job can be a very intimidating process.
It really can. And so one of the things that people don't weigh is the idea of moving everyone. You know, when you don't have a job, you begin to look and you're open to as many things as possible in order to fill that gap. But you have to consider the fact that that job, which happens to be in Hackensack, New Jersey, requires that people go there. And the reason that's critical is because human resource executives understand the likelihood of you staying in that role if your partner doesn't come with you actually relocate is very low. So they're not going to be open to the idea of hiring you unless there's a lot of things that are removed from them in terms of their concern, and that partner relocation is one of them.
From an etiquette standpoint, if when you're talking about getting a job that would involve relocation, do you and your family and your kids, do you have to have that conversation and be comfortable with it before you go into the interview process? Because at the end of the day, if you're kind of okay with the idea of relocating but not fully, maybe the company will resent the fact you've wasted their time.
Well, your job is to get a job, and so you're not really looking to put things in the way that will prevent you from getting the offer. You have to be open to everything. You know, if they want you to go stand in the middle of the road on one leg for a dollar a day, that's an offer. That's an absurd example, but the idea is you want the offer first, and you can negotiate it into something that makes more sense for you and your family. But if you don't get the offer, or if you put roadblocks into the idea of getting an offer, you'll never know whether it's going to work. And there are certainly times, I'm not saying this, you can count on this, but there are times when once somebody says they want you and they want you in their organization, where in order to get you, they may make concessions as you negotiate, but you can't do it until you have the offer to negotiate.
And then very quickly, Rick, which leg and which road?
I don't. The dollar a day didn't discourage you. It's standing on one leg.
Hey, work is work, Rick. Especially at this time of year. Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.